I can still remember the fated day. I must have been 10 or 11, and even then, I was prone to hyperbole. I know. I was standing at the sink with what seemed like a huge stack of dirty dishes on my right, and only a few clean dishes arranged on the dish towels on the counter to my left, when it dawned on me, no matter what I did, I was still going to have to do the dishes. I really did not like doing the dishes. As a matter of fact, I loathed doing the dishes. I had tried several different strategies to get myself out of the job, but my mother was, and still is, a wise woman. First, I tried the tactic of intentionally doing a lousy job, hoping I would be fired from my post. Yet, rather than being summarily dismissed, my mother just smiled patiently as she moved the poorly washed dishes from the left side of the sink back to the right side of the sink. And she said, "My, these dishes aren't very clean. You need more practice. You can start by rewashing these dishes." I got a similar response when I experimented with accidentally breaking a dish. That did not go over well. Don't try it. So I tried a different tack, this time scrubbing the pots and pans until they shone. Again, my mother smiled, saying, "Look at you, I'm so proud of you. You are an excellent dishwasher. I know you will keep up the good work." I was trapped, doomed to do dishes until my mother rotated the chores. While I was growing up, my mother was persistent. She made sure my four siblings and I got a lot of practice at doing dishes, vacuuming floors, cooking meals, cleaning bathrooms, and dusting. Practice may not have made perfect, but I definitely became proficient. Along the way, I learned the discipline of maintaining a household. Both our gospel lesson and our epistle lesson remind us of the need to be persistent in the practice of our faith. Our gospel lesson opens. Jesus told his disciples about the need to pray always and not to lose heart. Paul wrote to Timothy, "I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message, be persistent, whether the time is favorable or unfavorable." I like talking about faith as a practice. For the word practice implies that faith grows and is strengthened when we put forth some effort and actually work at faith. I believe that Jesus and Paul would agree that following Jesus, being a Christian, requires practice. We don't get good at being a Christian unless we persistently practice our faith. Practicing our faith helps us to learn the discipline of living a Christian life. Christian discipline strengthens us to weather the inevitable storms of life and equips us to serve others in Christ's name. 2 Timothy is the second letter of two pastoral letters written to Timothy, who was considered one of Paul's most dedicated and devoted disciples. This letter, written in the form similar to a last will and testament from a dying father, is moving, a stirring letter about impending death and the hopes for the persistent faithfulness of those left behind. The portion of the letter that was just read reminds Timothy that he has been practicing his faith since childhood and that Scripture has been and should continue to be the foundation of his faith practice. Timothy is encouraged to take a leadership position in his community so that through his ministry, others might become proficient in their practice of faith, equipped for every good work The author of the letter cautions Timothy that the faith of the community will be tested. But if they are persistent in practicing their faith, they will be made strong and able to endure the trials ahead. Now, other than the autonomic functions of our body, everything we do, we have to practice. From feeding ourselves, to reading, to learning to drive. Abilities many of us take for granted. Most of what we do every day is learned behavior and skills that we have had to practice in order to achieve proficiency. Some things come easier to some people than to others. But even those endowed with incredible aptitudes practice. Jamaican Olympic gold medalist Usain Bolt says of his abilities, "Skill is only developed by hours and hours of work." How are we to maintain a healthy and whole relationship with God if we only practice our faith for an hour or maybe two a week? The Bible is very clear that God is available to us at all times and in all places. Not even death can separate us from the love of God. The Bible is also clear that our awareness to God's presence must be tuned, practiced, in order to sense all the subtle and significant ways God is revealed in our lives. This is actually very easy to put into practice. For example, when my children were young, I asked them, "Where did you see God today?" instead of asking, "How was your day?" I encouraged Elizabeth and Gibson to look for and talk about God sightings, the ways they had seen God at work in the world around them. If we don't practice being present to God in favorable times, can you imagine how much more difficult trusting our relationship with God will be in challenging or threatening times? Our presiding bishop, Michael Curry, is also convinced that persistence in practicing our faith makes us better disciples, better at following Jesus. In 2018, during the 79th General Convention of the Episcopal Church, Bishop Curry invited the entire Episcopal Church, or as he refers to our denomination, the Episcopal branch of the Jesus movement, to return to the ancient disciplines of the early Christians. Bishop Curry presented the way of love, practices for a Jesus-centered life. You may recall, we explored the way of love extensively last year. Now, our own Bishop Marianne has written a book about the disciplines of the way of love that I am hoping that we can dig into together in the new year. I am fairly certain that my childhood home would have descended into utter chaos had my mother not been persistent in teaching us the disciplines of maintaining a household. If you read through the Hebrew Scriptures, our Old Testament, you will notice God's people tended to find themselves in a world of hurt when they strayed from Torah, the discipline of their faith. Recently, as we have been reading through Luke's gospel, Jesus has offered instruction on the discipline of discipleship, the persistence required to follow Jesus. We are all called to be persistent in practicing our faith. How will this look for you? How will you practice your faith?